Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here in studio with me is Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Fear. Just got about 5 minutes or so left in the program, and I do want to make sure we touch on a little bit that we do have a city commission meeting tonight. But real quick, we were just talking about it over break, talking about how a lot of the folks that were affected and displaced by the flooding yesterday were low-income folks who, you know, you're in a tough spot because it's not as if you can just say, well, you know, I'll just spend money on a hotel for 30 days or something like that. Sometimes you just don't have that sort of cash. So I don't know if you've heard, either of you have heard what landlords and the apartments are telling some of these folks as far as maybe when they get back in, what that process is like, and if any of them are listening and they don't know what to do, what advice you have.
Sure. No, great question. And that's, you know, really the today and really the rest of this week as our teams get in there and physically assess the damages in the units and in the buildings will determine what course of action that those landlords and property owners are going to have to take in order to make corrections. And then consequently, we'll certainly be working on options. The landlords hopefully will be engaged of helping their own tenants find some temporary housing if they're going to redo it and come back to, as well as certainly that's one of the things, a resource list that we'll start working on as a community as to what are the options for folks. The other issue we talked about was, you know, the example of, you know, all their paperwork and identification and were either in their apartment or in their car, both of which might have been destroyed. And so you have to go back to the agencies that issued those documents originally and, you know, we'll start working on a resource list there as well.
Very good.
I think that's really important, and I think it might be something you want to do some research on so you can spread the word about how to go about. So with FEMA, does your renter's insurance cover flooding? Probably not. It's the building that's usually covered by FEMA. So there are some basic questions about what's covered, what's somebody to do if it's just their car, or if it's their car and their house, and how they can go about recovering personally from some of this. Because otherwise, it's tough to know exactly what's the right thing to do. And going to the public housing office or going to the getting a new driver's license or your car insurance. I mean, just think of all the to-do items.
Well, a lot to offer folks to think about. Real quick, just got about a couple minutes if we want to kind of go over some of the basic things of tonight's City Commission.
Fortunately, we have a short agenda this evening. A couple of general agenda items. One, some reconsideration in the Hartford edition of a previous benefit district that was approved there. It's only incurred design costs, and they're wanting to eliminate that benefit district, but assess the cost to the existing benefit district for the work that's been done to date on the design fees. And then also there's a couple of replats. Basically, you have a developer that originally platted very large lots and now wants to make those into different arrangements with a lot smaller lots. The second item is a first reading of an ordinance amending a special events with alcohol. The short of this is if you're having a special event like at Blue Earth Plaza, the current ordinance requires, and you want to serve alcohol, you have to have a separated beer garden, and only those that are 21 and older can have access to that particular area. This basically eliminates the beer garden area and allows the whole event perimeter to be serve alcohol. So there's no age requirement as far as a particular area. So it loosens that aspect of it up and allows for, you know, some of the events we've had is, you know, if there's a family member that can't take their kid in and they have to stay in there. So here everybody can kind of mix together.
Very good. That meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, of course, will be streamed on the City of Manhattan's website. I believe, do you stream it on your Facebook page as well?
We do.
Okay. So there's that.
A lot of options. That's relatively new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 o'clock on Point 7. Of course, you can also just actually physically go there and check it out. Of course,
we'll spend some time with us.
There you go. And we'll have Nick there covering it. So we'll have the latest in the next morning anyway. Thanks so much.
I would just say about the alcohol, I'm looking forward to a simplification of the processes. The state changes their rules periodically. We have to chase it to catch up. And then there's this handing it back and forth if you ask for anything out of the ordinary. This is going to simplify things. So that's a good thing. It kind of expands the space that the alcohol can be served in, but the bureaucratic
process.
Expense.
The work never stops, does it?
It's going to be reduced.
Thanks so much for coming in. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, also City Manager Ron Fear. If you miss any of this, it'll be updated and online on demand at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now 10 a.m. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. Wildcat Insider this afternoon on The Game.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorld.